Izvolite.
Prime Minister, it's a great honor to be here and meeting with you at this very important historic moment for Croatia. I would like to congratulate you and Croatia for now acceding to the European Union. You referred to the pressure that the Council of Europe exercised on Croatia some years ago, and I think that, I can agree that can recognize that this is over job to do that, but seen in the aftermath, you profit a lot from it, because actually it became a precondition for becoming a member of the European Union. It has always been like that, that every country that wants to accede to the European Union has first to comply with all the standards under the European Convention on Human Rights. And as I said to you in the meeting, Council of Europe still stands ready to assist you in further reforms according to what is written in the report from the European Union when they accepted the accession. In part, and the agenda that I have set out and that the Committee of Ministers has accepted corresponds entirely with this agenda and the agenda I've seen you have in Croatia, which is to combat corruption, and in that respect, of course, to make the judiciary more efficient, and also to see to it that you have freedom, full freedom of expression, freedom of media, because that's a precondition for combating corruption. And the other point is the fight against hate speech, which is a widespread, dangerous phenomenon now many places in Europe, and I would like to commend you for the firm stand you have taken on this. This is very important for this country, but it's a very good example for the entire Europe. And the third point of my priorities are the protection of minorities. It has always been an important part of the Council of Europe human rights and rule of law agenda, but it is, as I see it, even more important today when we have the economic crisis going, which always leads to more tensions, and that's why we need to also pay a lot of attention to this. So actually, our agenda is your agenda, and we can work hand in hand. And let me conclude by saying that Croatia today is a very solid, important member of the Council of Europe, and that's why it's also so important country in this region, which still have some problems to deal with. Thank you very much.